welcome to Brain Leakage, the podcast where I talk about Doctor Who episode from the beginning. This episode's going to be a special episode because, as with a couple more we've recorded tonight, this one's coming from a hotel from Hurricane Matthew, which is happening. Hopefully by the time I air this, we'll still have an apartment and I'll still have Doctor Who DVDs and stuff. But right now, the only thing I have with me is a Doctor Who is the trade, hardback trade of the collection Doctor Who Four Doctors by Paul Cornell and Neil Edwards. And I thought I would do a special episode of Doctor Who talking about this, the same way I did a special episode of I Wish I Was Brave with my Classic Valiant Comics podcast, where I did kind of hurricane interrupt this episode of that, talking about the Fate trade, the first Fate 3. But back to Doctor Who. I rated this one, when I rated it on Goodreads, I rated it 2 out of 5 stars, and I know it sounds bad, but it's really not. Like, I've had a discussion with friends about how a lot of the Doctor Who adaptions, comics, whether they were when they were at IDW or now that they're at Titan, they're somewhat lackluster at times. Some of them are really good, some of them not so much, and this is where this one fell into. It's a collection of all the Doctors with their companions, the David Tennant, Matt Smith, and Peter Capaldi Doctors, and their companions from the comics, which is a cool thing. But and I love all those companions, by the way, from the new comic series. You got Claire, it's with the Peter Capaldi Doctor, but like Alice Oberfun, which I think is how you pronounce her name, and Gabby Gonzalez. I love those characters both. Sorry, too many us right now. This mini series I thought was good. There's a couple of things I want to say right off the bat. Neil Edwards' artwork, he blows it away really good. The other thing is, it's supposed to be the Four Doctors. You barely see the War Doctor in it. And I know they maybe were trying to say, and this is spoilers, that the other version of the 12th Doctor maybe is the Fourth Doctor in his Fourth Doctor story, or the brief appearance of Christopher Eccleston's Doctor maybe made the Fourth Doctor. But I just think, like, you sell this as a Four Doctor story, it's almost like the Five Doctors television story, and then you barely get the Fourth Doctor in it. I think this is what this was. The War Doctor appears in the beginning very briefly, and I think he has a very, very small appearance later. There is some really good stuff in this, but I mean, it's almost like this reminds me of the Christmas specials. The Christmas specials, I think, get criticized too much sometimes because I think they're actually good stories. They're meant to be broad, big, not cerebral stories. They're just meant to be fun and stuff. And I know it's more what they were going for this, as they do with the anniversary stories and such with multiple Doctors. But I think this one is just so, I don't know, it's just lacking in a lot of ways. Like, some of the really good things is Paul Cornell's little interludes with, like, the more cartoony stories that explain little things that happen, like the Doctor going and getting his comics and buying certain stuff. I really like those. And I wish this would have been, like, Paul Cornell writing a story within each of those, and then they matched up with each series, because, like, it starts with the Claire and Peter Capaldi Doctors with a story. It probably would have been pretty interesting, and I think it would have been better if like I said, if Paul Cornell had written, like, a story in each series, and then you kind of, like, the pieces kind of fit together from that, because it's just too overwhelming. There's too much, and it really doesn't go together, and it fits very much cliche in a way, and in a very bad way, not even in a fun, fan-wanky way. It's just, I don't know, I didn't think it really captured the Doctors very well, and I know Paul Cornell can do that, like, he can capture those characters very well. Just my personal taste, I didn't think it happened very well, and the reveal of it being another version of the 12th Doctor, who's kind of like the baddie in it, and that, just really not as powerful because it's the Peter Capaldi Doctor, and you really haven't gotten a chance to love that Doctor to where he's a baddie and it's a surprise as much. I think if it was the War Doctor, it would have fit better. If you'd seen, maybe if this thing that happens in here was another attempt by Gallifrey and the War Doctor, and it was almost like a war crime he'd done, and they stopped him in the future for something he did in the past, You know, it might sound confusing, but I thought that would have been, because basically the Time War was just like all over the place. And I mean, it was ripping time apart. So for him to did something like that and then went back in a way, and oh yeah, I couldn't destroy the future or anything, but you know, and then he went on to use the I forgot what the device was that eventually supposedly destroyed Gallifrey and all the Daleks. This could have been just another step of how dark that character became at times. But, and once that's revealed, it really falls off the wayside even more when it's revealed who he is. And the whole thing with trying to make it that Claire, again, is almost in control of the Doctor's life and knows more than him just doesn't work for me. Like, I didn't mind the story of her being dropped in through all the points in the Doctor's life. I didn't mind as much because one thing, it was mainly supposed to be another anniversary connection. Afterwards, I wanted her character to be on her own and not be so Doctor connected, but be her own character on her own. Like I said, I love the artwork. The ending is too much like a superhero story. It reads too much like an American comic story. And then they just pigeonhole the Christopher Eccleston character in a little bit. It's basically three Doctors. And like I said, it's alright. The artwork's alright. I kind of wanted something even bigger from Paul Cornell's story. If he did individual stories simpler and not as big, I think it would have worked. But they probably wouldn't have got Paul Cornell to do anything except for this big, because he's such a big talent now. I love the, like I previously mentioned, love the little mentions, the little, almost like factoids of why certain stuff happened with the cartoony strips that are set in between all these stories. I would like to see Paul Cornell tackle these characters individually. I'd also like to see Paul Cornell do a Paul McGann Doctor story. That would be really cool to see him write that character. I don't know if he ever wrote that character in the novels. I can't remember, in the like the Virgin novels or the BBC novels. I can't remember for sure, but so far I'm enjoying the Titan books, but they're not really knocking it out of the road either. I'm really looking forward to getting some trades of the Fourth Doctor and, like I said, Paul Cornell Doctor, the Eighth Doctor, when they come out in trades, and I think those would be really good to have and really cool to read. Like I said, two out of five stars for a Doctor Who fan. I say give it a try. You might really like it. Since most Doctor Who fans buy all the stuff, it might be a big thing for you, and you might enjoy it more than me. For me, it seems like three Doctors, not four Doctors, and I just wanted more from him. So, okay, I'll see y'all next time. Hope everybody's safe from the hurricane, and hope we all have homes to return to. Sorry for such a short episode, but maybe I'll be rambling even more in the next episode of Brain Leakage. Bye.
Oh, I've been waiting in the airport bar for hours. Yeah, I've been wondering if they're gonna make me drink all day. Last call, calling on a nonstop back to the heartland. They're calling on your getaway. Rider on the Jubilee down to the high street.
show you how to rise and fall. Oh, I remember the 4th of July upon Hempstead Heath alone. Ain't no rockets, red glare. Don't you know that nobody cares about another lost ugly American in this town? Preachers reaching out. You've been lonely and you've been lost. Oh, I know it's true. But every American girl thinks she's run out of time. London is calling. Calling, calling. Ooh. Calling. Calling, everybody cut and run, come see what drinking.